Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for February 25th, 2024. I am your host, Daryl Perry. And what I want to talk to you about today is emotional health as a topic. It's a safer topic, I think, than saying mental health. There's, you know, we're talking about a lot of the same things, I think. I think mental health is used as this overarching umbrella topic that covers a lot of different things when we think about it. But there's still a stigma that is tied to it. That is changing. But I think when we look at this from an emotional health standpoint, I think even though that word emotions can be very charged for some folks, I'm thinking in general men, that's still a big hot button. Even acknowledging that we have emotions is a big thing. But the reason I want to talk about this again is I had a reply on one of the episodes where I talked about shifting from talking about things from a mental health standpoint to emotional health. And what was said was that, you know, this is a much, it's a much easier conversation to have when you're talking about emotional health. And that's really whatever I have to talk about to get you guys to really be able to embrace who you are as you are. It's looking at everything from the past, everything that's gotten you to this point, and then taking ownership of that and saying, okay, this is where I'm at. These are the decisions I've made in life. These are the choices that I've made. There's some stuff in there that I didn't have control of, but overarching, looking at everything, my life is my responsibility. I look back at where I was. I look at where I am now. I accept it. I embrace it. And now moving forward, I can build the life that I want. And part of that, part of really embracing who you are, becoming comfortable in your own skin, is working on your emotional health. Your emotions are part of it. I think for so many of us, we have gone through life, whether life has been filled with chaos, whether life has been filled with loneliness, abandonment, whatever, we keep pushing forward. Sometimes we're doing this to outright ignore how we feel. Other times we're just doing it. Like we don't even think about it. We couldn't tell you the reason, but we are doing it. And it's painful when you first examine your emotions. How do I feel? Why do I feel this way? You know, I talk about journaling a lot too, because I think that's something that is one of the tools that is very helpful. I talk about therapy and how helpful that is. But journaling is the thing I think that everybody can do. You know, you have a pen and paper that you can start writing things down on. You have a notes app on your phone, or, you know, you have applications where you can write stuff down. It's about connecting with who you are. But I do think emotional health is a topic. We need to talk about it. There is the amount of people, I think most people are operating with some level of anxiousness and depression without even thinking about it. I think this is one of those sliding scale things. And again, I don't come on to my podcast claiming to be an expert. My experience is I'm not a licensed mental health practitioner. I don't consider myself a mental health coach, even though there's people that do all that stuff. There's a slippery slope. I'm not claiming to be an expert. What I do is I come on here and I talk to you guys from my personal experience, whether that's what's going on in my own life, or if there's anything that I can take as a pattern from the conversations I have with people. So, and I think just based on everything I've seen, everything I've experienced, what people are telling me as well, is that we need to really focus in on our emotional awareness and our emotional health. So this is going to be a topic that we come back to, especially as this podcast, like this is my catch-all. This is my chance to come on here on a daily basis. Even though I say it's almost daily, I'm I'm scheduling these out ahead of time. So you guys are going to see videos from me. It's going to be on a daily basis. I can commit to these being daily. A lot of times when I take breaks on the podcasts, it's because it's usually a mix of things, but I have a lot of other things going on. I'm refocusing what this particular podcast is going to be. Or I just have to have time to build the system to get these things out on a regular basis. And I can do that. So like I'm working ahead on these at various times when I've scheduled ahead. I don't want to get too far ahead. I'm sitting here recording this now at the end of February. I'm only a few days ahead on my recordings. I don't want to be recording things in February and scheduling them for like August. So, you know, but I am going to be getting these out to you. And one of the things we're going to talk about a lot is emotional health, because I think underneath everything, it when everything is coming back to how we view ourselves and how we show up for ourselves, we have to acknowledge we have emotions. We have to work through them. We have to figure out how we're going to process them, and are we going to release them? Are we going to, allocate them to something in a productive way? Process and handle. Like, how are we going to do all that? So, this is going to be something that we talk about a lot. I think taking the transitioning from talking about mental health to emotional health, I think a lot of times, yeah, there's going to be people that use these words interchangeably. There are differences, I think. But I think talking about emotional health, especially with what my goal is here for you guys, which is, you know, I'm sharing my thoughts and opinions, but I always hope that when we're talking about this stuff, that you're using these as springboards for topics in your relationships. And that starts with the relationship you have with yourself. But in this case, when a listener is saying that, you know, it's easier to talk about emotional health with their significant other, with their spouse, I get that too. So whether these conversations are starting with you and yourself, you and your significant other, you and your friends, you and your family, I just hope that the conversations that need to happen are getting started. That's all I have for you today. So if you want to check out what's going on with me, everything for YLF is going to be at yourlevelfitness.com. Everything else outside of Your Level Fitness is going to be at darylperry.com. And that's darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.